Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Again, a beautiful day in the house of the Lord. And what a joy. What a blessing to be here this morning. For all of your goodness and everything that you've done for us, we give you praise. We give you glory. And as we give you praise this morning, Lord, we ask that you will receive our praise and our worship this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to praise the name of the Lord today. You know, every so often I like to do this. And especially because of all of the goodness of the Lord that he did for us yesterday in this event and so forth. So I'm going to make his praise glorious this morning. Making his praise glorious this morning. And that's what I want to do. And I have a number of scriptures that I am going to read. And if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me in the book of Psalms. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. And I'm going to start in Psalms chapter 8. Psalms chapter 8, and I'm going to start at verse 1. And I have a number of psalms that I'm going to read this morning just to bless the name of the Lord. Psalm 8 and verse 1. Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Now, if I read something that you appreciate, it's all right to shout. Amen?
Amen.
Because I'm going to be reading a lot of things about the Lord here. And if you appreciate the Lord, it's all right to shout the victory. It's all right to make his praise glorious this morning. That's what we want to do. Amen?
Amen.
So let's try this again. Let's make this interactive. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
That's right. Psalm 9. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2 and verse 11. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Amen?
Amen?
I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high.
Amen.
And verse 11 says, sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Or you can also say, sing praises to the Lord that has chosen GMI. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I love that, the sound of that. Declare among the people his doings. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to turn to Psalm 18 and verse 46. Psalm 18 and verse 46. And you shout the victory if I read something that excites you. The Lord liveth.
Amen.
And blessed be my rock.
Amen.
And let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Amen.
Oh my. The Lord liveth. Blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. Psalm 29 verses 1 and 2. I'm going to go through this very quickly. Psalm 29 verses 1 and 2. He says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord the glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name here this morning. Come on, people, let's give the Lord a praise here this morning. Come on, yes, clap your hands for the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus here this morning. Amen. He says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Psalm 31 and verse 19. Psalm 31, 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 34, verses 1, 2, and 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Oh, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me here this morning. Come on, people, let's magnify the Lord here this morning. Oh, and let us exalt his name together. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 40 and verse 5. Psalm 40 and verse 5. This is my testimony every day. This verse right here. You know, it just wraps it up. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are towards me, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. I can't even number them. If I should declare and speak of them, there are more than can be numbered, and I'll be telling you all day long of his mercies. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right, Psalm 57, and I'm going to read verse 5 and verse 10 to 11. Psalm 57, verse 5 and verses 10 to 11. He says, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let thy glory be above all the earth. How many of you can say amen to that? For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. He says it again in verse 11. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Amen. I'm going to jump here to Psalm 72. Psalm 72, and I'm going to read verses 18 and 19. Psalm 72. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of... You can put your name there. Doesn't always have to be the God of Israel. Why does Israel always like to say he's their God? You know? Amen. Blessed be the God of Yato. Amen. It's not just the God of Israel. You think he's only the God of Israel? Oh, no, sir. He's my God, and he's my rock. He is my defense. Blessed be the God of Israel, which only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. And he said, amen and amen. So let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Oh boy, that's coming the day that the glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 89 and verse 1. Psalm 89 verse 1. I'm going through this very quickly. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 92 verses 1 and 2. Psalm 92 verses 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. You know, in the morning you show forth his loving kindness, and in the night when you come back, you remember his faithfulness because he kept you through the whole day. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? Oh yes, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 95 verses 1 through 4 and verse 6. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Amen. I don't hear the noise in here this morning. Amen. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God. And he's a great king above all gods. Oh my, my, my. And he says right here in verse 6, oh come, let us worship and bow down. Now some people have forgotten how to do that. Worship and bow down. I say, let us kneel before the Lord our maker. Oh my, my, my. He loves that worship. Because we were created to worship him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 96, verses 1 through 4. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Now, we are making his praise glorious this morning. Amen. That's the title of this exhortation, is to make his praise glorious. Declare his glory among the heathen and his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. Psalm 98, verses 1 and 2, and verse 4. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. That means in your bathroom. That means when you are driving down the road. That means whatever you are doing, you can sing a new song. Oh, God's got a group in heaven that sing a new song. Well, you can practice that here on earth too. You know, sing a new song unto the Lord. The Bible says, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 4 of that says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Say, make a joyful noise, you know, and so forth like that. Make a joyful noise. You know, it's not just exactly, you know, a quiet noise. It's a joyful noise, you know. I mean, it's all right to be a little rowdy and then be a little noisy too. You know, it's good. Praise the Lord. The Bible, all over the Psalms, it talks about making a loud noise, rejoice and sing praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't get too civilized. Don't get too polished and too refined that you don't know how to praise the Lord. You know, David one time, he cast off his kingly garments and he began to dance on the street and so forth like that, because he knew who his maker was and he knew who his redeemer was. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Oh yes, David, you know, he knew how to walk that praise for the Lord. Psalm 99, verses 1 to 3. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, for he is high above all the people. And let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. Amen. And verse 9 says, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And listen to Psalm 100. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lambs. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Amen. Oh yes, singing is a part of worship. Now, that's not the only worship. Some people think singing is the only worship. No, it's a part of worship. Amen. Now, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When you come before him, come with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. How many of you can say amen to that? The Lord is good, I tell you. The very fact that you are sitting in those seats this morning shows that the Lord is good. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me read this to you. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Oh, I love this psalm right here. You know, this is, you know, you want to say, you know, this just son just describes how I feel about the Lord. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Is there anybody here that wants to bless the Lord with me this morning? Yes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yes. Say it with me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Now let's review some of those benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? That every sin that you have ever committed, God forgives them all. My goodness. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, some of you should be in jail, you know, but the Lord, he has forgiven your sins. So you should praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, he has healed your diseases. Boy, I can tell you about that part. He has healed me. He has healed my family of so many incurable diseases. God, I am a walking testament of God's healing power. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, one time in my life when I was a young man and so forth, all my life, never been in hospital, never been sick. You know, and all the time, you know, when people gave healing testimony and so forth, I always wonder, what are they talking about and so forth? You know, because I was always, you know, healthier than an ox, you know. And then one day somebody was giving a testimony. I was wondering, I said, what, Lord, you know, how come I don't have a healing testimony like they do, and so forth like that. And the Lord said, because I gave you something better. I gave you divine health. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, but you know, if you've never experienced a sickness that can take your life, oh, then you can't talk of his healing power like I can do. And one time, you know, the devil almost put me down to the valley of the shadow of death. But the Lord, he brought me out. I told the devil, you messed with the wrong guy, boy. Because Jesus, sir, is the captain of my salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why the Bible says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. I'm making my boast in the Lord. The humble here today will hear of it and they will be glad. He said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Every single day, you go in, you come out, and you find pasture. There are some people that leave their house in the morning and they come back. That's the last they'll ever see their loved ones. And they didn't know it. But you go in and out every day, you ought to praise the name of the Lord. Oh yes, he redeemed your life from destruction. He crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. And he has satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I know I feel young. Some of you can't tell how old I am or my age and so forth. But you know, I challenge the young people in there to a 50-yard dash. Nobody's taking me up on that yet. Because I feel good. He has renewed my youth. Amen? Praise the Lord. Caleb at 120 years, Moses at 120 years old, his natural force was not abated. And Caleb at 80 years old, you know, he said, you know, 40, you know, he was 85. And he said, look, you know, 40 years ago and so forth, 45 years ago and so forth, I went in like a strong man. And he said, as my strength was then, so is my strength now. How many of you say praise the Lord? There is no such thing as a retired believer. Amen. Even the Bible says the bones of Elisha, when he was in the grave, was still raising the dead. Amen. They threw a dead man in there and that man jumped up as soon as he touched the bones of Elijah. That's how faith can be so powerful. If you build up that faith in you, I don't care whether they put you in the grave or whatever, you are going to blast out of there. Amen. The graves cannot hold you down. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And if you are living and believing in God, then you don't even have to die. Because we know the Lord is coming. And he's going to take us home. Praise the name of the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read Psalm 105 verses 1 and 2. Psalm 105 verses 1 and 2. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wonderful works. You know, it says among his people, you know, and among the people, even among the heathen, not only at church, on your job. Amen? When you go to work, you say, praise the name of Jesus. That's right. You know, that's exactly right. Now, some people may not like it. That's their problem. If they knew what the Lord did for you and if he did for them, they'd be shouting for joy too. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's the way I see it. When I shout the victory, I don't care if anybody likes it or doesn't like it. I'm giving a praise to the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, God bless the United States of America. Freedom of speech. That's right. Now, I can shout the name of the Lord anytime I want. And you cannot keep me quiet. Amen. We want people to give praise to the name of Jesus, not only in church, but when you are in school, when you are on the job, you say thank you Jesus, you say praise the name of the Lord, and people are going to wonder, what's that all about? And then you can give them a witness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now seek the Lord and his strength and his face evermore. That's what the Bible says. Seek the Lord evermore. Psalm 105, I'm going to read Psalm 107, I'm going to read verses 15 and 17. Psalm 105, 7, verses 15 through 16. It says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful. We have a song that we sing on that, you know, on that note. That men would praise the Lord for his, you know, David, he lamented in his soul. He lamented. He looked around and he saw that people were not praising the Lord. He said, oh, that man would praise the Lord because of his goodness. How many of you can say, praise the Lord this morning? That's right. Because of his wonderful works to the children of men, he has broken the gates of brass. My goodness. And he has cut in sunder all the bars of iron. All the gates and the prison doors that are holding you back from being that person that God wants you to be, he has broken them down. That's right. And you can fulfill your destiny in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh, that's exactly right. Psalm 113. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. Psalm 113. Say, praise ye the Lord. Say, praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and even forevermore. From the rising of the sun, that's in the morning, until the going down of the same, that's every evening. The Lord's name is to be praised. My goodness. You know, in the morning, when you wake up, you praise the name of the Lord. All day long, you praise his name. Oh my, and in the evening, you shout the victory. You know, and the Lord, he will be with you every step of the way. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 117. Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. That's right. All ye nations. I don't care which nation upon the earth. Now, they are going to either praise the Lord gladly or by the rod of iron. One way or the other, they are going to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So let's do it gladly. Praise the Lord, O ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. He said, therefore, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 118, and verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh my. You know, for his mercy endureth forever. You heard me preach on that sermon, the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. And I want you to say with me, when I say praise the Lord, I want you to say, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. So let's try that. Praise ye the Lord and his mercy endureth forever. Oh my. You know, every time Israel in the Old Testament, when they wanted to bless the name of the Lord, the Bible would say they blessed the Lord and they said, praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Now every time you tell the Lord that, my goodness, he will stand up on your behalf. Amen. Oh yes, he loves to hear that he is merciful because he is merciful. Amen. Psalm 135, and I am going to read verses 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 135, I'm going through here real quickly. Psalm 135, I am going to read verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, ye that come to church at GMI, you praise the Lord even in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing praises unto his name because it is pleasant. My. And if you want to read a psalm that tells of the mercies of the Lord, you read Psalm 136. Every single sentence, he punctuates it by saying, for he is good. And his mercy endureth forever. The whole Psalm 136. But I'll just read one or two verses there. Psalm 136. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. He says again, oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 145. And I'm going to read the first four verses of Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King. And I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. Now, that's every day. That's not only on the good days. That's not only on the bad days. That's every day will I bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. Oh my. God is so far advanced of every computer in this world. In fact, you can put all those computers together and they are no match for the great God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, I've said this before and I say it again. And I love to say, you know, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the God that we know. You know, he is all knowing and he is all powerful. He's got all knowledge. You know, you can't tell him anything that he doesn't already know. How many of you know that? That's right. God can never, that's one thing that God cannot do. Among, you know, there's very few things he can do. God cannot lie, we know that. But one thing he cannot do, he can never acquire any new knowledge. How many of you say amen? The day he acquires new knowledge, he ceases to be God. He becomes just like you and me. God cannot know anything new. He already knows the end from the beginning. Everything about your life, he already knows it. There is nothing that he doesn't know. Boy, and he knows how to pull you out of the trouble that you are in. You only have to believe on him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. He will do it too. One generation shall praise thy works unto another, and they shall declare thy mighty acts. Oh my. We want the young generation, you know, we want you to get in with the Lord and declare his mighty acts, and you keep doing it, just like, you know, the generation before you and so forth, you know, and then we will just keep on praising the name of the Lord. Psalm 146. Verses 1 and 2. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Oh my goodness. You know, there is no praise for God in the graves. You know, don't wait until you get to the grave before you praise the Lord. You praise the Lord now. Amen? Praise the Lord. Psalm 147. He said, praise ye the Lord, verse 1, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Amen? Amen. Psalm 148, we're getting close to the end of these Psalms now. Psalm 148, verses 1 through 5, he says, praise ye the Lord. I love this Psalm. He said, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him when you are in the airplane. Praise him when you are on the seas. Praise him wherever you are. Praise him, ye angels. Praise him, all ye hosts. Praise him, ye sun and moon. Even the in elements. He said, praise the name of the Lord. He said, everything that have breath, let them just praise the name of the Lord. Oh my, he said, praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Because he commanded and they were created. One word from him, he spoke, he said, you know, let there be light, and there was light till this day. Amen. That's all it takes from him. I mean, he's so great. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Even the sun, the Bible said they looked to him and they were enlightened. Did you ever know that the sun gets his brightness from the Lord? That's right. He looked to the Lord and he was enlightened. That's the sun. You know, he gets his brightness from the Lord. One word from the Lord, the sun will be ashamed. The Bible said the days are coming that the Lord will tell the sun to be ashamed. The sun will not give its light. The moon will not give its light, because the Lord will say, you go over there and that's it. Darkness shall be upon the face of the earth. One word from him, he can do all these things. How great he is. But right now, he has given us the sun and the moon to enjoy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verses 11 through 14 of Psalm 148. He said, oh, let all the kings of the earth and all the people, the princes and all the judges, I don't care whether you are president, I don't care whether you are a presidential candidate or whatever you are. He said, let the kings of the earth, let everybody praise the name of the Lord. That's right. He says, because, you know, of the mercies of the Lord that endure forever. We need to praise the name of the Lord in everything that we do. He said, both young men and ladies, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. Amen. Oh my, and his glory is above the earth and the heaven. He also exalts the horn of his people. the praise of all his saints. He loves the praise of his saints. Oh, and the children of Israel, people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 149, verses 1 through 4. He said, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. He said, let Israel, or let GMI, let the people of God rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. I told some of you, do the dance, do the praise this morning. You are looking like me funny. The Bible says right here, praise his name in the dance. Oh, let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel. Oh my, and with the heart. That's a tambourine right there. Oh, yes, it's sing praise on. Anybody have a tambourine there? Shake that tambourine. Let me hear it. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. He said, praise him with the timbrel and the harp. He said, the Lord take a pleasure in his people. Oh, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the high praises of God be in the mouth of God's people. That's right. That's the first thing. You got to praise him. And then you can execute judgment. He said, high praises of God first. And then a sharp two-edged sword in their hands. Praise the name of the Lord. And then, of course, Psalm 150. Oh, my. After all those psalms, he was still praising the Lord. Oh, he said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Oh, my. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Oh, my. He said, praise him. Come on, people, let's stand to our feet this morning. Oh, let's stand to our feet this morning. Let's do the praise with this Psalm 150 right here. Come on, let's do his praise. On the left side, do the praise. On the right side, do the praise. Right here in the middle, let's do the praise. Come on, let's praise his name, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord this morning. Oh, my. Oh, yes. Oh, my. Let's read this psalm together. If you don't have your Bibles, just look on the screen. We're going to read this Psalm 150 together. From verse 1 to the end, we're going to shout the victory together with this psalm. After writing so many psalms, he was still praising the Lord. Oh my, let's read it together. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Everybody read along with me. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery and harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Come on, Manny, let's praise the Lord on the loud cymbals. Let's praise the Lord on the loud cymbals. Let everything that hath breath. He says, said David had written 150 psalms, and he was still praising the Lord. Oh, he said, let everything that hath breath. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, my. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody. We're going to do the praise in a minute. Lift up your hands, everybody, and just wave your hands to the Lord. Let's shout the victory. Come on, let's shout. Everybody, shout the victory here. Come on, shout the victory here. Come on, shout the victory here with me. Shout the victory here with me this morning. Make his praise glorious here this morning. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want to do today. This song that we are going to sing, it says, today I will lift up my hands in praise. No matter what I face, no matter what you are going through today, oh, let's praise the name of the Lord. Let's praise the name of the Lord this morning. Let's praise the name of the Lord this morning. I will lift up my voice in praise. Today, oh, sacrifice of the Lord. The Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. Let's just wave our hands. We're about to close this service. Oh, this is one thing that we should do more often, is to praise his name. Oh yes. Praise is the reason why we were created. Is always give the praise and the glory to God. Oh, you don't worry about your problems. He'll take care of them. You just praise his name. Praise God. And I'm going to pray the prayer of faith here this morning. As you lift up your hands and as you praise the Lord, I'm going to ask him to lift the burden, every burden that you may have. Come on, lift up your hands this morning and let's pray together. Let's worship him one more time. And I'm going to ask the Lord to lift the burdens in your heart and make a way for you throughout this week and give you a great blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, thy people have lifted up your name today, Lord. And now, Lord, behold, lift up their burdens, Lord, and make a way for every one of them. Give them a great blessing this week, and let your peace be with them in Jesus' name. Now the Lord, he will bless you, and he will keep you this week. He will make his face to shine upon you, and he will be gracious unto you. And he will lift up his countenance unto you. I want everybody to say, I am blessed and highly favored. That's right. Say it again. I mean, say it like you know what you are saying. Blessed. I'm highly favored. I want you to say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Oh, yes. And I want you every day of this week, look behind you on the left. Make sure mercy is there. And on the right, make sure, what's there? Goodness. Goodness and mercy shall follow you in the name of Jesus. His thoughts towards you shall be for peace only and not for evil this week. And if the devil should bring any evil thought, you reject it in Jesus' name. That's right. The Bible says, your heart shall be fixed. You shall not be afraid of evil tidings. That's right. You will not be afraid of evil tidings. The Lord is going to bless you this week. You will have a great week. And you will come back next week. You will rejoice even more. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let's do the praise one more time. Everybody ready one more time to do the praise? Over here on the left, let's do the praise. Oh yes. Come on, let's do the praise on this side.